Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What's going on, everybody? 202 in the Motor City. It's good to be here. I'm Jeff in for Mike. Day three. Who'd have thought after yesterday they'd ask me back? I'm kidding. I don't think it was that bad. Maybe it was. I don't know. Anyway, it's good to be here. We have a lot to get to in the next 4 hours. Pat Caputo takes over the airwaves at 6 o'clock. Wojo will join me tomorrow and on Friday. And we got some fun. We got some serious stuff as well. We'll talk about DeSean Jackson later on in the program. Plus, I got to bring this up, and you all might get angry at me. And I already ran it by Sully. And I think I know the reaction I'm going to get. But at some point in the program, maybe the 4 o'clock hour, I got to bring up what happened to that dude at Costco. By now, you know. In Florida. You know all about it. You've seen the video. I guarantee it. I got a question about it, and we'll bring that up a little later on in the program. Jim Harbaugh spoke to the media for the first time in, I don't know, 5 years, it seems like. He talked today, had a couple of interesting comments about the coronavirus that we got to play for you, but it kind of breeds into an entire sports topic because I must be honest. I had a buddy send me this article today. It's from a Boston writer about David Price in baseball. And, you know, David Price isn't playing. And that's totally his right. I mean, I commend him for not playing. He doesn't think it's safe. He doesn't want to play. I mean, that is his choice for him and his family. And anybody that doesn't want to play, I'm with you. Don't play. If you don't feel comfortable, do not play during the coronavirus. However, this article goes on and makes some statements that I so disagree with. In fact, I was yelling at my phone reading this article. So I want to bring it to you, and then there's a much broader topic involved, just about sports. We'll do the Harbaugh topics, or the quotes rather, and we'll talk about this article in Boston, and just an overall question about sports. We'll do that probably next hour. But I got to start with Mike Sullivan, because Mike Sullivan is the fine producer of this radio program, and he's very good at coming up with topics that get people to react. In fact, you heard it on Monday. Patrick Mahomes signs that giant deal, and next thing you know, Sully had 17 topics to throw at you, and the phone lines were jam-packed. By the way, I do have a Pat Mahomes topic too, if we can get to it either today or tomorrow. But Sully's very good at the whole producing thing. He is. But apparently I found out today that he's also very good at another thing. I'll just give the mic over to Mike Sullivan. You can go ahead and explain, because before you say anything, this is bizarre behavior, I feel.
See, Jeff, and I want to know, and by the way, we do have David back today, Hatchet, so I can't wait to have him contribute here too. I want to say this because I've been made fun of this. People have been making fun of me for this ever since last weekend. And basically, I was on a boat on a lake up in Lake Orion for 4th of July. And look, I was with my friends. We wanted to order some food, and no one had their wallets. They're just normal when you're on a boat. And I simply said, well, guys, let me just give you my credit card number. You can just call it in right now. And they looked at me and said, wait, you have your wallet on you? I said, no, I know my credit card number. I can just give it to you right now. And they all started laughing. They're like, there's no way you have your credit card number memorized. I said, yeah, I punch it in all the time. I Of course I know what it is. You guys don't?
No, you don't. Come on, let me tell you, say it over the air right now. Yeah, Go ahead.
It's 414. I could.
Okay. But, writing it down. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. I don't think that's like weird or crazy. Like, there's no way I'm the only person who knows their credit card number.
Of course you are.
No, you have to punch this in all the time. And I don't think it's, I mean, I guess once you punch it in,
you don't punch anything in, you just swipe.
Well, but I'm saying when you put it in online or when you have to give it over the phone, once you say it or have to type it in so many times, don't you kind of just remember the credit card number?
I don't think anybody remembers their credit card number. I do think that, like, I remembered my Social Security number because I used it so many times in college. That's it. That's all I know. I'm lucky enough to remember people's phone numbers, not my own. Hell, I'm lucky enough to remember my own phone number. Now, if you happen to write your credit card number down in your phone, I guess I get it. But I don't think any guy or girl, for that matter, remembers their credit card number. What about Hatchet? Hatchet, you don't do you? By the way, hi, Hatchet. How you doing?
I do this all the time.
You remember your
he's
card number,
phone.
Too?
He's on the phone. No, well,
oh, he's on the phone.
David's on the phone, so he'll get in a second. But no, there's no way I'm the only one, though.
Yes, I know that. Yes, you are. Now, I hear, listen.
This isn't some weird behavior. Yeah, you remember your Social Security number. You remember, you know, your important information like that. There's got to be other people that you can just reel it off right now.
No. I don't think so. I know I can't. I barely remember because you need three
David
sets of numbers.
David is yelling at me to go to line one right now. So let me go to line
all right.
one. I don't even know who
all
it
right.
is.
All right, number one.
I literally don't even know who it is.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, you strapping, sexy young man, you. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Who? Hang up on this person that sounds like Mike Valenti.
Rieger, thank you for covering for me this week because now I'm knee-deep in the honey-do list. But I'm backing Sully on this, brother. I know both credit card numbers, my hard and the ID numbers and the CIVs.
It's, no way.
Sully, I'm backing you. You don't deserve to be made fun of.
Thank you, Rieger,
it's just you have the card for a long time, and Lord knows you use it. Yeah. I could rip them off right now while I'm driving.
Go ahead. Feel free.
No.
First of all, it shocks me you only have two credit cards. I figured Valenti had like the American X Platinum.
Nah. You got to play the system. You got to have what? Okay. It all depends. Some people want the bonus points. Some people want the airline miles. You just got to play the system. So you have two.
You and Sully. Maybe, I know for a fact, I talked to your father one time about you. I was doing a show with you. Your pops came in. I talked to him. He said you have a very good memory. So I guess Sully's the same way. I'm telling you, 99.9% of America does not remember their credit card number. There's no
right,
way
but
in
think
hell.
About this. But think about this, Riggs. Look at how much online shopping has taken hold in the last 5 to 7
True.
Years. Think about how many times you punch those numbers into things. It used to be you just handed your credit card to people. Here, run it. Now, you freaks. I mean, you've probably punched a number in 500 times over the years. Of course you remember it. Come on.
I don't.
But that's why, Jeff, that's why you tried to make the argument of, oh, well, do you remember your driver's license number? No, I don't have to enter my driver's license number anywhere near as often
exactly.
as I have to enter my credit card number. You just remember it over time
exactly.
from saying it on the phone or online.
Like, all right, Reeks, do you know your Soch?
I do, because of college,
okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm just making sure.
But you guys, by the way, you guys are assuming that my wife allows me to use the credit card, okay? I mean, you talk about these online purchases. You assume that I'm allowed to go on and purchase whatever the hell I want.
Hey, we all make life choices. Don't look at me. We all make choices.
I was hoping you could. By the way, Mike, while I have you, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What does the Mike Valenti honey-do list look like? Like, what are we working on here?
I put up some reclaimed lumber 2 days ago. I'm doing some painting, and then I'm running various errands that I've put off. Listen, this is a COVID vacation. You have time, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to sit home staring at the sky, and I'm not going to be Caputo. I'm not giving my vacation time back to this company. So, yeah, I'm like, all right, no Saratoga this year. Connect a vacation to 4th of July. You're kind enough to fill in, which I appreciate. And, yeah, I'm knocking out a bunch of good stuff.
Only for you. Only for you.
Oh, you love it. This is where you get to shake your ass and go nuts. You love this. I listened the other day. Yelling at
how
people
was
nonstop.
It? You said annoying people? How dare you? How dare you? Go ahead. But, Mike, yeah. Yesterday, while I have you, real quick, yesterday I thought of this great idea, this great topic, okay? I thought it was genius. I really did. And then I pitched to Sully. And you know Sully, you worked with him such a long time. He gives you that, and you know you're in hot water. You know when you're in trouble that it might not work. But I decided to go with my gut. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this topic. I don't give a damn what Sully thinks.
All right,
and
well,
I did
just
the topic.
Get to it was one, just what is
it? It was one of the worst topics I've ever done in my life. So Sully was right.
What the hell was it?
Some dude on Twitter tweeted out, which I thought was genius. A lot of people responded.
You're already off to a bad start.
Give me your best play, your favorite play of all time, but describe it as boring as possible. So I thought we'd have a lot of people call in, describe their best plays as boring as possible, and then we could guess the play. How fun is that? Come on.
This is what happens when I leave. Sully, how the hell did you let him do that?
Well, you know, sometimes you can only give your advice, and I say, Jeff, I really don't think that'll work. And, well, I want to try it. I said, all right, well, let's give it a run. All right. And
what was the other thing the other day? Did you do it? I forget if it was you or Doug or Scott, but it was like a light, the one thing you got to be able to do as a guy. And, like,
it depends.
With your friends
did you like it or did you hate it?
I mean, it's 4th of July week. I'm on vacation. I got no right to judge outside of stuff that you just told me, which was objectively terrible. But like, no, I thought there was some good stuff in there. Like, to me, yeah, you ought to be able to operate a miter box, or you ought to be able to know how to use certain power tools. Like, there's certain stuff you got to do.
There we go. See? All right. By the way, totally my idea, totally my topic. He liked it. See?
That
there we go.
Terrible. That's not terrible, and it coincides with guys who a lot of people take their vacation around 4th of July. You
Hell
probably
yeah.
got home projects you got to do. You got honey-do lists. You got things that got to happen.
Michael,
but I will tell you one thing, and then I'll let you go. Like, obviously, like, 2020 sucks, like all of it. And COVID sucks. But I will say there's one thing that's, like, really bizarre. It's still, like, being on the road and having traffic. And, like, our traffic's already awesome compared to other cities, like L.A., Chicago, New York. Way better. But, like, Riggs, it's just so bizarre getting on a high around town, and there is just not much. You're flying. So, like, I'm listening to you guys going way too fast. But it's open road, so I don't feel bad about it. It's just crazy. It still hits me that we're in a pandemic. Like, it's still omnipresent. It's just like, man, when are we ever going to have a traffic jam again? You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. Hey, Michael, we got to go. You know how the clock works. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Love you. Thanks again, Reeks. I'll talk to you
soon.
Yeah, man.
There he is.
Make him fly straight, will you, please? No more lousy topics.
I got you, absolutely.
I'm allowed one a week. I already used it on Tuesday. All right, there he is, Mike Valeni. This is his show, by the way. He'll be back on Monday doing his honey-do list. We'll come back, and we'll continue with this because I disagree with all y'all. 97 won the ticket. All right, 97 won the ticket. Jeff Rieger hanging out with you. Thanks to Mike Valeni for calling his own show, driving around, doing the honey-do list. Sully and Hatchet back in the studio. And listen, we don't have to talk about it a long time, but I'm just curious. Am I the freak, or is Sully and Valente the freak?
I'd like to add one more, too. I just got a text from Gator that said that he remembers his as well. So, Jeff, I knew that I wouldn't be in the minority here because a lot of people are admitting that they know their credit card number. But I will say this. I was looking at the text, and it really is – I mean, this really is one of those topics where it is pretty split down the middle. There's a lot of people that to your credit, are saying that's so weird. There's no way you remember your credit card number. Come on. And there's other people that are even taking it further than what I've said and saying, I remember my credit card. I remember my driver's license number. I remember everything. So it's one of those polar opposite type topics.
Well, first of all, if you're going to remember a credit card number, you need the actual 16-digit number. Then you need the cool little three-digit code. Right. And then you also need the date.
Yeah, no, I remember all of those.
So you need all that. First of all, I'm not smart enough. So maybe it's a smart, not smart thing. Maybe it's a freak, not freak thing. But you, Gator, and Valeni all remember their credit card numbers. I don't. And I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. I'm telling you, many cannot. And listen, I understand the point of online shopping. You are right. I mean, you enter it so many times that eventually maybe it's just second hat and you remember it. I could tell you three digits of mine. That's pretty much about it. I will tell you one thing, though, and then we can go to the phones. For as many people maybe remember their credit card number, tell me about this. Don't the majority of guys, don't you think the majority of us do our passwords on sports numbers or events of sporting events? Like, I'll give you my ATM code right now. I remember it because it's two people's number. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't tell you either. The bottom line is, doesn't everybody, well, not everybody, but the majority of dudes use their passwords and especially their pins for ATM cards and have them be with sports dates and sports numbers. Like, I'm a big Jalen Rose fan. I was growing up. I used 5 for the longest time. 05 was like in every password I ever owned. I'll give you another one. The year the Tigers won the World Series, I had 1984 for the longest time as one of my pin numbers. I've changed it. At least I think I have. So I believe that. As far as remembering your credit card number, that's ridiculous. What's the next thing you're going to tell me? You remember your mortgage?
I don't know, so Jeff. If you want to hit on it here. Like, a lot of people did. But think about it. Even during COVID and during quarantine and the online shopping, and how about when you order carry out at a lot of places nowadays, you have to pay over the phone. You know what I mean? So it is one of those things where if you say a number enough times, don't you just kind of memorize it?
I mean, I guess. What about Hatchet? Hatchet, does he remember? Do you remember your credit card number?
No, I do not remember my credit card.
Ah, thank God. My wife. I got somebody on my side.
My wife remembers hers, and I think she's crazy for it. I tell her that she's crazy every single time she does this. But no, I don't remember it. Sully's. All of you all are crazy if you remember it. Anybody that's calling David, up, you're wild.
David, I'll take it a step further. Okay, how many times over the course of the last 5 years have you talked to Sully on the phone? Probably a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know Sully's phone number without just typing in Sully in your phone?
No, I don't. I know his name. Nah. I can go to it in my phone. That's all I need to know.
Right. I mean, Sully, are you going to tell me you know Hatchet's number? There's no way in hell you do.
But I do think that there's a lot of people that probably... I do think there's a lot of people that have phone numbers memorized, too, in terms of their mom, their dad, their wife, their whatever. I think a lot of people actually do memorize people's phone numbers by heart as well.
The only numbers I know are of people I've known forever. My mother, my brother, a couple buddies. That's pretty much it. All right, let's go to the phones. Boys, I don't have this working, so... Sully, let's get it going.
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Algonac. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just phoning into work. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, so I get to follow up Mike Valeni's surprise drop call. No pressure.
No, none at all. Don't feel pressure.
Well, hey, yes, I am absolutely with Mike and Mike on this one. Oh, yes, geez. I do remember my credit card number. I can own it. I'm weird. I'm a number guy, so... it's just one of those things that, like, numbers are why I got into baseball. It sure as heck wasn't my athletic ability, that's for sure. But no, it's just one of those things. Numbers have always kind of drawn me, so I can do that kind of stuff.
Interesting. Now, when you say get into baseball, do you work in baseball or are you just a big fan?
I don't. I'm actually a nurse, but I am a really good fan.
Oh. All right. Good deal. Thank you. Listen, so there's another one. Maybe you're right about this, Sully. Hatchet and I are in the minority, and everybody else just remembers this crap. Go back to the phones if you want.
Yeah, let's go to Todd Milford. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. I'm with Sully. It's a no-brainer. I can tell you everything about my credit card. I can tell you my Delta SkyMiles account number, and I can tell you my driver's license number.
Wow.
You can tell me your driver. You know there's letters involved in that, right? It starts with like an R, I feel.
I can rip it off right now. I'm not going to, but it's just something that if you ever don't have your license on you and a cop pulls you over, it's good to know.
Yeah, I guess they can check it. It blows my mind. Listen, I'm not saying I didn't put my credit card number in my phone in one of the notes section, so if I don't have it, I can use it. I'm just not smart enough to remember mine. I just felt a lot of people were like me, but this is just another example that everybody's smarter than me.
Like you even said it yourself, you're not that smart, so.
Yeah, no. You know it, I know it. Yeah. It's amazing. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I think
everybody that's called agrees with you and Valeni and Gator.
And David makes a good point, too, just now. You know, putting it in your notepad section, is that really the smartest thing to do if your phone gets hacked, right? And I do think a lot of people do that with passwords, with credit cards, you know, just putting it in a notepad file.
I'll go in and change it, Sully, and I'll change the last digit. I only have to remember the last digit then. How about that?
Yeah, right. I mean, Jeff, come on. Can you at least, why don't you study your credit card number and work on it? See if you can, by tomorrow, have it memorized. It'll make your life easier. And it does make your life easier. Let's say your wallet's in the other room. I mean, this is, you know, just first world problems here. But let's say your wallet's in the other room. Or let's say you're driving and you don't want to get your wallet out, but you want to order something on the hands-free in the car. You can just recite it off the top of your head. Makes your life easier. And again, a situation like I was in last weekend on a boat, no one has their wallet, and I can just, I got it. I know my credit card. Just, hey, order it up right now. It makes it easier.
You guys disgust me. There's not one thing that I feel. It's amazing. When you brought this up, I'm like, Sully's the only one. He's a freak. Sully's the only one. He's Rain Man. He's Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'm the freak. Hatchet, sorry, you're with me, buddy. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. Get to some ticket text. Get to some calls. And I wanted to bring up this, I think it's an appalling article from a publication in Boston. We'll do that as well. 97 won the ticket.
But right now, how about Coppercraft?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.